This sicha is also a siyum a meseches vachem. Ala pasik navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kameini yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha eilof tishmon, that the pasik says the Eibishter will appoint a navi. And the pasik says a mitzvah eilof tishmon, to listen to the navi. Omru razal. So chazal da'ashin, the words eilof tishmon, that you must obey, listen to the navi, that this comes to be marbe, afilu emer l'cha aver al achas mikol mitzvah shebetera. That even in such a case where the Navi instructs you to do an Avera, kegein Elio Bahar HaKarmel, the example is Elio Bahar HaKarmel, that he instructed the Eden to bring a carbon bachutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, hakoy lefi shah shmalei, if it's as an exception, as a one-time basis, so you have to listen to the Navi even to be Avera and Divrei Torah. This is what the Gemara darshins from Elof Tishmon. Vihinei ala pasuk hishomer lecha pentala eleisecha b'chol makim asher tireh. In the pasuk from which we learn the iser of bringing shchuteichu, bringing karbanis outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, don't bring a karban b'chol makim asher tireh, any place that you decide. Darshu b'sifri, the sifri says that the iser of bringing on a bama, bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is only if it's b'chol mokim ha-shetira, in a random place. Aval atamayla b'chol mokim sheyem melecha ha-navi, but if this place where you're bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash is on the instructions of a navi, then you may bring it k'derech shehel Eliyo b'har HaKarmel. Like Eliyo brought b'har HaKarmel karbonis b'tzivei Hashem. So there's an obvious question. There seems to be a contradiction between these two drashas. In the pasuk, Eilof Tishmon seems like the reason why we could bring a carbon by Elio Bahar HaKarmel outside of the Beis HaMikdash is because we're allowed to listen to a Navi on a one-time basis to be Eivra and Divrei Torah. But in the pasuk, Hishama Lecha Pentale Lisecha B'chol Makim Ashetira, seems to imply that it's B'chlal not an Avera, that the Avera of bringing Karbanis outside of the Beis HaMikdash is only in an instance when there's no Navi involved. When there's a Navi involved, that's not included in the Avera. V'chere ne muven inside. Mikivan sheyesh ne tzivi kloli de Eilof Tishmon, since there's a general tzivi. Hamechayev l'shmeya l'anavi imu eivir ha'emer ha'virak achas mikol mitzvah shebeteira. Since the pasuk Eilof Tishmon tells me I'm allowed to listen to the Navi telling me to be eivir and divrei Torah, any avera, harei muvan shebechlal zehu gam achiyev l'shmeya l'eilof kishu eimer l'hakar v'bama m'shas yisra b'amis. Bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash is the same as any other avera, and that's included in this halacha. Why does the Sifri have to learn the same halacha from the pasuk by Isser Bamis that Hishama Lecha B'chom Mokim Ashetira, that not to bring a carbon any random place excludes a place where the Navi instructed you? So because of this stira, the Rebbe brings Vini Hagoyin Haragat Shavar Mevi. The Ragachava brings in general that there seems about this halacha, this iser, and this exception of bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash that's permissible when there was instructions of a Navi, he brings a machlek as the Bavli in the Yushalmi. He brings Masha Amru b'Yushalmi. In the Yushalmi it says, Ein habama niteres ela b'Navi. To bring an habama could only be permissible with the instructions of a Navi, my taima. Hishama lecha pentale lisecha b'chol makim ashetira kiim b'makim. You can't bring a carbon b'chol makim ashetira kiim b'makim only in the Beis HaMikdash. So seemingly the Yerushalmi is making a similar drasha to the Sifri that b'chol makim ashetira limits this avera to when it's a random place as opposed to a place that was instructed by the Navi. Veliyo makriv b'shas isra abamis. Veliyo anavi brad b'shas isra abamis. Because of this exception, Omer Rab Samloi dibura divira. Rab Samloi divura said, and we'll see in the Ha'ara two ways to translate these words exactly. Omar le, it says in the pasuk by Elio, bidvarcha asisi, bidiburcha asisi, that Elio said to the Eibishter, bidiburcha asisi, that my bringing the carbon bahara karmel outside of the Beis HaMikdash was by your instructions, by your words. Mevar, so the Ragachav explains. He's bringing the same thing that the Rebbe brought earlier from the Sifri. The Ragachav is bringing this from the Yerushalmi, that the Heter of Elio was based on the Pasuk B'chol Mokim HaShetira, and explains that Yerushalmi Sfirale, the Yerushalmi holds that it's not merely that included in the general halacha that the Navi has the right temporarily or as an exception, as a one-time basis, to override, so to speak, any halacha in the Torah, but from the Yerushalmi that learns it from the Pasuk B'chol Mokim HaShetira, learns the Zeh Din. It's a din in Hilchis Bama Dal Pinavi Yechaylin Lahakrev Bibama Bishas Mikdash, that a Navi is allowed to bring a carbon in a Bama even while there's a Beis HaMikdash. It's not included in the Isser Ve'ena Lav Shem Shchutei Chutz. It's not considered Shchutei Chutz Klal V'Hav a carbon, and it's a regular carbon. Mashenkin HaBavli Hanalei Sfir Lekin. So the Ragachav says that this is a machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli that learns the heter of bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, based on a Navi from Elof Tishmon, learns that even in such a case it's an Avera. You're allowed to listen to the Navi to do it, just like you can listen to the Navi on a one-time basis to do any Avera. Mashenkin the Yerushalmi, who learns it from B'chol Mokim Masher Tira, is learning that in such an instance when the Navi told you to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's not part of the Aveira, not on that was the Aveira said. And like the Rebbe is soon going to say, so similarly the Sifri that also learns it from the Pasuk B'chol Mokim Masher Tira will learn the same as what the Ragachav says as the Shita Sa Yerushalmi. Let's just see the Ha'aris over here to understand better the wording of the Yerushalmi. Hara 5, Megillah, Vayikaraba, the Medrash, and Yerushalmi Tainis. B'tzofnas paneach nirash shemifarish b'pashtos shekein das Yerushalmi. The Ragachav is learning that this is the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Now, the Sifri that the Rebbe brought is much more explicit. The Sifri clearly learns the heter to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash from the B'chol Mokim HaShetira, that the Isser only applies to a random place. And the Rebbe is going to show the Yerushalmi where the Ragachav brings the same idea from is not as explicit. The Ragachav is explaining that the Yerushalmi also derives it from this pasuk. Avol b'deichik yesh lefarish b'deichik, one would be able to say, says the Rebbe, she'en kavanas Yerushalmi lidrish kein hakasuk. Yerushalmi, even though it begins with the pasuk Yishamar Lacha Pentala Lisecha B'chol Mokim HaShetira, it doesn't mean to base this halacha on that pasuk. Ki im ke'en shakl v'taya, the pasuk is brought as the springboard for the discussion, and it means as follows: Yerushalmi is saying, "Ein abomini teres ela b'navi my time Yishamar Lacha Pentala Lisecha." The pasuk is brought not to say the source for the heter when there's a navi, but rather to say the source for the Isser, that ain't above Bama Niteres. Bama can't be Mutter, because it says that Pasuk, and the Kiyim Banavi is going to be brought in the Hemshif, and it says, because where do you see Al-Pi Anavi? Because since it says in the Pasuk you can't bring Pentala Lisecha, Im Kein Eich Elio Makar B'Shas Isser Bamis. But Elio Makar, and the Yerushalmi continues, so how is it that Elio did do this? And the Yerushalmi doesn't mean to be medayik from the words B'chol Mokim HaShetira, that only a random place, but just to bring the regular pasuk says that Isser, how could Elio seemingly behave around the Isser? Umetaret, and the Yerushalmi answers uvidvarcha asisi b'diburcha asisi shayi al-pi adibur, that it was al-pi adibur according to this way of interpreting the Yerushalmi. When it says al-pi adibur, it could mean al-pi adibur from a different pasuk. It's not referring to the above pasuk. It's referring to the pasuk Elof Tishmon, in which case the Yerushalmi is not different from the Bavli, that the heter is from the pasuk Elof Tishmon. The heter isn't from this pasuk Yishamelecha. Avol me aloshin my time mashma shekasuv zehu tamo mashakasuv lufnei zeina bomani teres ala navi. However, says the Rebbe, the Pasuk says, the Yerushalmi says, Eina bomo niteres elo binavi, my time. It brings this Pasuk, behemshech, not just to the Eina bomo niteres elo binavi. This Pasuk seems to be the basis for the entire halacha, for the fact that the Navi is the exception. So the Pashtus, the Yerushalmi, is like the Ragat Shavar, that the Yerushalmi is indeed different from the Bavli, and like it says, Befeirish in the Sefri that the Rebbe brings. Ha'ara 6. So the way we read the Yerushalmi says Amrav Samloi Dibura Kach Shmoi. The Karben Aida says Dibura or Divira was the name of Rav Samloi, and he's saying Amar Leo B'dvarcha Asisi, that the answer to the question of how could Elio seemingly be Eva and this Avera is that Elio Anavi explained himself when he said to the Eibushter B'dvarcha Asisi B'diburcha Asisi, it was Alpi Adibur. Fiza Amar Leia Kavana Amar Leio La Kadosh Baruch. According to the way the Karben Ha'eda is interpreting the Yerushalmi, the words Amar Lei is spelling out Eliyahu Hanavi's response to the Eibushter that explains why his bringing this carbon was not a avera. Ava lefia pirish mi pi hadibur nemra leilaseis. The Pnei Maisha interprets it different. It says Amar Rav Samloi says. Dibura Amarle, Ubidvarcha Sisi Bidiburcha Sisi. He says Rav Samloi is saying that Rav Samloi is the name, and the rest is all the words of Rav Samloi. And the ants he's explaining, how could Elio bring a carbon Nabama? Because Dibura Amarle, because the Dibur of the Eibishter said to him to do it. And then he brings that from the Pasuk Ubidvarcha Sisi. Ulafiza Amarle HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Pnei Meisha, Amale is part of Bidiburcha. Those are referring to the words that the Eibishter said to Eliyahu. Dibura Amale, the Dibur of the Eibishter instructed Eliyahu to do this, therefore it was permissible. According to the Karben Ha'eda, that Dibura is part of the name of Rav Samloi. So there's room for both Gersais, either Dibura or Dvira. His name could have been either of the two. Mashaykin, according to the Pnei Maisha, that Dibura is Dibura Amale, it's saying the Dibura of the Eibishter, that's the explanation of how Eliyahu could do it. So the only possible Gersa is Dibura. Back to the Pnim of the Sikha. Alpiza, according to the way the Ragat Shavar is learning the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is learning that this is not just part of the blanket heter for a Navi to override any din in the Torah temporarily, but this is part of Hilchas Bama. It's a din b'dine Bama, it's a din in dine Bama. Shal pi a Navi nifka ha'iser shal akrava b'bama is b'shas mikdash. That according to, that when there's a Navi involved, the Isser of Bamis doesn't apply to begin with. Varein Mutaris, Kemeshem, Ayim Mutaris, Terem Biyasin, Shabbane Yisrael, Yerushalayim, just like before Yidden came to Yerushalayim, before there was the Beis HaMikdash, it was Mutter B'chol Mokim HaShetira, it was Mutter to be Makrev B'Bamis, so too when there's a Navi involved, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that same matter applies, there's no Isser to begin with. Ha'aras 8. In Ha'aras 8, the Rebbe says, what's the nafkamina? If when a Navi tells you to bring a carbon on the Bama, it's part of the license of the Navi to override, so to speak, a din in the Torah, or it's part of Hilchis Bama. So he brings the Ragat Shavar, says a nafkamina. U'mefaresh a nafkamina. The yachal ha'akev achar kach b'beis ha'mikdash kemevur b'zvachim daf kufchaf. Someone who brings a carbon in a bama can't bring in the Beis HaMikdash, but according to this pshat, he could still bring in the Beis HaMikdash. In Sivdalad, the Rebbe is going to explain why it makes a difference. So if it means Sivdalad, it's a different usage of the word nafkamina. We'll see when we get to Sivdalad. Back to the Pnim. We'll move on. Shechidish din zeh derish limud miyuchad. This chidish, to say not only that Elio has the right to tell them to be Aver and Avera, any Avera, but that when Elio tells them that there's no Avera, that can't be learned from Elof Tishmon. To bring this out, to say this, we need a pasuk in the parasha of Bamis. This needs a special limud, ki ein leilav zemi eilav tishmon. This chiddush that according to the Ragat Shavit Yerushalmi thing could not have been derived just from the pasuk Eilav Tishmon, because Eilav Tishmon she'ein in yonai hafkas etzim ha'israel pi'anavi. Eilav Tishmon doesn't say that any Israel doesn't apply when there's a Navi involved. The Pasuk Eilav Tishmon tells us when there's a Navi instructing us, we have to be over on the Avera, but it's an Avera. So therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, we understand, according to the Ragat Shavit, there's a need for an additional drasha from a separate pasuk of Pentalo Yisecha B'chol Mokim Mashatira. That's according to the Yerushalmi, says the Ragat Shavit. Mashekin La Bavli, in contrast, the Bavli that learns this whole halacha merely from the pasuk Eilav Tishmon, comes out that Haregama Pianavi Loi Nifka Gufa Iser Dakrav Bebamis. Even when there's a Navi involved, the Iser of being Makrivak in Abama applies. Whenever there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's an Avera, and the Heter, the exception to do it when there's a Navi involved, is like any Avera. Ve'ein Zel Adin B'dini Nevua, this permission to do it when there's a Navi is not a, when there's a Navi, is not a Halacha in Hilchas Bamis, it's a Halacha in Hilchas Nevua, that a Nevua could override any Avera. Shal Pesivei HaNavi Chayavim Laver Al Divrei Teira Lefi Shah. When there's a Navi involved, we have to be Aver on any Divrei Teira. U'bemeila Nichlal Gam Inyin Zeh K'meishari Surim. Therefore, this is included, like any Avera that a Navi could tell us to be Aver on, if it's on a temporary basis, but Sivei HaKlali De'Elav Tishman. Ha'ara 10. Umivar, the Ragat Shavit explains, Shegam HaRambam, Hilchus Yisrei Teira Svirli Ka'Bavli. The Rambam in Hilchus Yisrei Teira Perek Tes Halacha Gimel holds like the Bavli. The Rambam also brings this Halacha, this general rule, and he says the Lashon of the Rambam is that v'chein lomdu chachamim harishenim mipi ha-shmua, the chachamim said, b'cholim yeimer lecha navi aveir al ha-teira shmaloi, aveir al divrei teira keliyo, b'har ha-karmel shmaloi chutz mi-aveidas chichavim, v'hu she-yadavar lefi shah. Anything, any avera that the navi tells you temporarily to be aver, if it's temporary, you listen, k'gein eliyo b'har ha-karmel, says the Rambam, it has to be temporary, like Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. Shehikriv oila b'chutz v'Yerushalayim nivcheres l'kach b'makriv b'chutz chayiv karis v'neishu navi mitzvah l'shmayelay. V'ilu shalu es Eliyahu. So we see in the Rambam that the Rambam bunches together this din of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel with every aveira, and it's part of the blanket rule that a navi could tell us temporarily on a one-time basis to be aver and aveira. So you see, says the Ragat Shavit, the Rambam is like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi, who says that was a special halacha in Hilchos Bamis. V'chein Rashi b'brachis, Rashi in Brachis, who speaks about two ways to interpret the pasuk Eis Las Lashem Eferu Teresecha, and in one of the ways that for Eis Las Eis Lashem you could break the Tera, he brings the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. The Mefarish Hazeh Koyim Ashkas Veislas Slavaya Heferu Teirasecha, to call it Heferu Teirasecha, but it's mutter to break the Teira for the sake of Eislas Islashem, like when there's a Navi, he's obviously learning that even in such a case there's an Aveir involved, it's just Heferu Teirasecha, like the Babli, not like the Yisham. That's what the Ragat Shavit says. So now the Rebbe adds a new Chiluk in the Babli and the Yishami, even according to the Ragat Shavit. That's going to come up again later in the Sikha. It says, V'yesh loymar, dafilu lefi svaras ha-Ragat Shavit, even according to the Ragat Shavit, einai doyme mamesh shitas Rashi l'shitas Rambam. True, Rashi and the Rambam, in a general sense, are both holding that it's a din in Hilchis Nevuah and not a din in Hilchis Bama. But even so, even if they both don't hold like the Yerushalmi, there's a difference between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi who be'efin shel dechuya. According to Rashi, the din in Hilchas Nevuah is in a way of dechuya. even when there's a halacha that one thing overrides something else, that can work in two ways. One way is dechuya, that one thing pushes away the other, but it's still a meis aveira that has to get pushed away. But if it's, the fact that Rashi uses the pasuk eis la'atis lavaya heferu terasach, it's considered breaking the terah, you see this is dechuya. Olah Rambam hareza hutra. According to the Rambam, true, it's not a din in Hilchus Nevuah, it's a din in Hilchus Navi, but the din is that the Navi has the power to be Mater Davera. But it's the Navi who's being Mater Davera, not that Davera wasn't given to begin with. The Rebbe says, where do we see in the Lashon HaRambam that it's Hutra as opposed to Dechuya? Loi Nemer Allah HaMakr B'chutz Lo'elam Chayiv Karis K'mesh Tziva Moshe. So in such a case, the Navi has the power to be Mater the Aveir. It'll come in Hara, sorry. This will come up again later in the Sikh. So back to the Pnim Valpiza, move on Bepashtus, says the Rebbe, according to the Ragat Shaver, that makes a distinction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli who learns it from the Pasuk Elif Tishman and Sabdin Nuchs Nevuah. And Yerushalmi that learns it from Bechol Makim Ashatira, according to the Ragat Shaver's explanation of the Yerushalmi. And it's a din in Hilchis Bama. It comes out, says the Rebbe, the question we asked in the beginning on the Sifri. Why does the Sifri need to learn it from the Pasuk Bechol Makim Ashatira if we already have the Pasuk Elif Tishmon? Is also because the Sifri holds like the Yerushalmi. Gam b'negei l'drasha sa-Sifri, shegam hu chelek ala Bavli. The reason why the Sifri needs the Pasuk b'chol makim ha-Shatira is because the Sifri, like the Yerushalmi, argues with the Bavli. Sheldas ha-Sifri la-Yitachim la-Havi hada Eliyo bar-Karmel k'dugma la-Tzivay Kloli the Elof Tishmon afilo Eimel l'cholavar alachas m'kol mitzvah. Therefore the Sifri can't bring the Pasuk of Eliyo bar-Karmel that this is part of the general blanket rule of the Navi being able to tell you to behave any Aveira, and therefore it has to dash him from Pentala Lesecha B'chol Makim HaShatira. However, says the Rebbe, this explanation for the Sifri is not sufficient. Amnam Ein Zeh Muvan, we'll still have a question. Harigama Sifri Mevi Hadrasha Hanal Ala Pasuk Elof Tishmon. The Sifri itself brings the Pasuk Elof Tishmon and brings the example of listening to a Navi who temporarily tells you to be Eivra and Aveira, the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. Vim Kain, Ar-Iyaf Shalema, Demanda, Omer, Didrasha, Zu, Choylek, Ala Drasha, Da'avala, Maila'ata, B'chol Makim, Shiyem, Elecho, Anavi. So we can't say that the Sifri is arguing with the Bavli as to whether Elof Tishmon includes Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, because the Sifri clearly brings Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel as an example of Elof Tishmon, and nonetheless brings the drasha from Pentala Lisacha B'chol Makim HaShatir. Al Pizat Sarach Leimar comes out from the Sifri. You have to say, says the Rebbe, a little different than what the Ragat Shaver says. Shegam l'dei azu, uvemele gam l'das habavli, even according to the Sifri. And once we say that, we'll have to say, even according to the Bavli. Because if we say in the Sifri that despite the fact that the Sifri brings the drasha of Elof Tishmon and the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, it still brings the pasuk of Bechol Makim HaShatira that implies that it's a halacha in Hilchis Bama. So the fact that the Bavli brings the Pasuk Elof Tishmon is no longer a hechrich that the Bavli does not hold that it's also a din in Hilchus Bama just like the Sifri. So now we have to say in the Sifri, and therefore we're able to say even according to the Bavli, that despite bringing the Pasuk Elof Tishmon and bringing as an example Yo Bar HaKarmel, still there is a din b'dinei Bama, the heter is nonetheless a halacha in Hilchus Bama shal pita navi muteras, that when there's a Navi, it's mutter to bring a carbon in a Bama. And besides the fact that we have a basis to say this in the Sifri, and once we have a basis to say this in the Sifri, So therefore, we're able to say it in the Bavli also, because the only reason not to say it in the Bavli is because the Bavli brings the Pasuk Elof Tishmon, but so does the Sifri, and the Sifri nonetheless also brings the Drasha B'chol Makom HaShetira. We have an additional push to say this according to the Bavli, that the Bavli is not arguing with the Yerushalmi, which the Sifri enables us to say this, that Ubefrat al pi haklal, that this allows us to follow the rule, Shehecha she'efsha lahashviz das ha-bavli v'das ha-yushalmi aminan kein afilu b'tiritz dach. That wherever we could equate the Bavli and the Yushalmi to make that they're not arguing, so it's preferable to do that even if we have to use a deichik to come to that conclusion. So therefore it's better to say, and the Sifri supports us in saying that in this case there's no machlekes. So the Bavli brings the pasuk of Elof Tishmon, that the Navi has the right to override any halacha, and he brings the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, and nevertheless we're going to say, says the Rebbe, that the Bavli also holds, like the Yerushalmi and like the Sifri, that it's milchatchila not an avera to bring a carbon in a bama when there's a Navi, and that it's also a halacha in Hilchos Bamos. What's the additional basis to say this in the Bavli? So the Rebbe is going to explain this with a lengthy preface from which is the Siyum HaMaseches Vach. Ubehakdim Bir, we have to preface this by giving an explanation, Be'inyin HaMuksha, by a very general problem, B'Siyum HaMaseches Vachim, in the what's difficult in the entire ending of Maseches Vachim, that will be additional support to this premise that despite the Bavli bringing the Pasuk Elof Tishmon, nevertheless the Bavli holds that the Heter of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel is a Din Hilchos Bamos. And here's the difficulty in the end of Hilchos, in the end of Maseches Vachim, a general difficulty. Chelek Gadol Misiyum Maseches Zu, a big portion of the end of Maseches Vachim, Reyukelo Prate Dine Bama, includes specific Dine Bama. That's what the Sugis are. The Sugis are Alochas of Bama. Before there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Heter Bamis. It was permissible to bring Karbanis and Bamis, and there's Halochas for that are discussed here. But the question is, Alochera Tamuadav, or the question is, Hari Mefurish of the Gemara itself over there brings that Bo li Yerushalayim. Once the Yidden came to Yerushalayim, before that there was different eras when Bamis could be either Mutter or Aser, like we learned in the Rambam. But once the Yidden came to Yerushalayim and they built the Beis HaMikdash, Nesu HaBamis became unchangeably Aser, V'loihaya lehen oid heter, there was no further heter for Bamis from then and on. So seemingly from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which includes from the time of Aldo Sugis and on, there's no seemingly practical relevance to any of the halachas of Bamis. V'im kein mahu atam, for what reason shechazal limdunu ladas hayayim? Why would Chazal need to teach us today, ubarichos hapratim, at great length and with many details, as adinim shavibama, all the halachas of Bama that are seemingly no longer viable, harei maida hava hava kikushis hashas bekama mekemis? We find the Gemara itself asks the question, what's the difference? Whatever was then, that was then, it's no longer negeya, it's no longer relevant today. And yet there's a great length and detail, the sugyas and zvachim are dealing with these specific halachas of zvach, of Bamas. Mizem Muvan, from all this is understood, Shagam Achsha Bizman Azeh, that even today, in these times, after Reza Beis HaMikdash, Yeshna HaShariyas Al Pi Halacha LaHakrib B'Bama, there's some possibility to bring a carbon in a Bama today. Ashal Kein Gam Lonu Nochot Zadas Pratidina. So the general question that the Rebbe is asking in the end of Maseches Vachim is, what is the relevance of Hilchos Bamos Bizman Azeh? And we have to find some reason why these halachas are relevant and practical for us today. So the first suggested answer the Rebbe says of why it's negeya to us to know Hilchos Bamos, who can maimer azal, is like we find
that says in the Gemara, "Va'akum bizman hazeh rashon ma'ases king v'hakrib b'bama," that a goy is permitted to bring a carbon in a bama, even bizman hazeh, just that the Beis Hamikdash made it a iser to bring a carbon shchutei chutz. That's for Yidden, not for goyim. The Tanur Rabbanon, like it says in the Braisa, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, and the pasuk where it says the iser of shchutei chutz of bringing a carbon outside of the Beis Hamikdash. It begins with saying, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, from where we learn, b'nei Yisrael mitzuvin al shchutei chutz. The Yidden have the iser of shchutei chutz of not bringing a carbon outside of the Beis Hamikdash, v'ina akum mitzuvin al shchutei chutz, not a guy. V'fichach kol echad v'echad b'nei lei b'ma la'atzmei u'makrav ala kol ma shi'ir tzachulu. Any guy could bring a carbon in a bama. However, aser l'sayon v'lasis shlichusan, we cannot help them out in any way, because for us it's a iser to shchutei chutz. But one heter there is, o le'ayrin hu shari, it is muter le'ayrin hu, to teach them, to instruct the guy. If the guy chooses that his carbon in the bama should be according to dinei bama, according to the halachas of bama that were given to Yidden, so we're allowed to instruct him and help him and educate him to do it right, how his carbon should follow the halachas bama of Yidden. Umikivan shemuter leben Yisrael lahoyreis la'akum, since it's permissible for a Yid to teach and instruct the goy eich lahakrib b'bama bizman hazeh, how he should bring a carbon on a bama while following the hilchas bama. How could we teach them if a guy is going to come to us, could be even bizman hazeh, and ask for instructions in this? Hari all of ladas prati adinim. We need those sugyas in the end of zvachim to know the halachas, to be able to answer the shaila of the guy. Omnam adayon deichik. And this answer that ever brings it to Feres Yisrael, asks the question and suggests this answer. What's the relevance of all the sugis and the end of Zvachim? Is for answering a guy. Omnam adayin deichik loimer. The Rebbe says this answer is a deichik to say shekol arichos hanal begemara hu b'shvil loirinu la'akum, that the whole lengthy and detailed sugis is to know what to tell a guy. And the Rebbe is going to address this a little bit at length, why this answer is not satisfactory, and that the Gemara would not discuss at length something that has such a minuscule relevance. And in the course of addressing this, the Rebbe is going to discuss a little bit these rules. When do we say that the Gemara would discuss something that's seemingly far-fetched, and when do we say that It's hard to understand, hard to accept that the Gemara would discuss something that's seemingly very far-fetched and very little relevant. Ubifrat the afal pisha matzino b'gemara kama v'kama inyanim shakla v'tarya v'heirais kam b'negele dover bilti ragel u'matzoi. Even though there's many discussions in Gemara about scenarios that are very unlikely and uncommon, and there could be discussions in Gemara about something that's very far-fetched, but the Rebbe is going to say, but that still wouldn't explain that there should be a long discussion in Gemara because of a scenario that a guy might ask, like we're going to say. And the Rebbe is going to give kind of the criteria for when it's understandable why a Gemara discusses something, what the line is, the parameters for discussing something far-fetched. So he says, "Bechol zehare yanim." Come back to the haras. Shabeim yera davar ze yesh by mitzvah veheiras din lechiyav v'chul. It could speak about a far-fetched scenario, but in that far-fetched scenario, if it happens, then Torah wants us to act in a certain way. So the Gemara could discuss, well, if it happens, what is Torah going to expect of us? The Gemara discusses a basket that was swallowed by an elephant, and it went out of the elephant and went right into the into a second elephant, for example. Very far-fetched case. But nevertheless, if such a thing would happen, there's halachas of tumah v'tara that govern how we're supposed to deal with that basket.
So we have to know, even though it's far-fetched, there's a halacha, there's a hiras hatera. There's a mitzvah v'hiras din, l'chiyuv v'chulu, tamei tar, chayiv pater. V'lachein min ahechrech l'farsham u'levaram, and therefore it's necessary for the Gemara to discuss these cases, these scenarios, to address these far-fetched issues. L'mandas malasis bim dover ze yavi l'peyo, because we have to know what will Teira tell us to do in such a case. Yisera miza, and for the same reason, it goes even further. Afilu binyanim shaloi haya v'loi asid liyeis, even in certain scenarios that the Gemara itself says they never happened and they never will happen in actuality. Yeshleimar deshakol v'tari ma dine bim haya nimsa. Nevertheless, since if such a scenario would take place, the Torah has a directive of how we're supposed to react and how we're supposed to deal with it, so there's room for a shakla v'tarya, for a discussion, to know what does halacha say about this scenario. Which this all excludes our case, that even if about a guy dealing with trying to bring a carbon on a bum, a Torah doesn't have any directives. We're able to tell him what is the Yiddish halacha if he dafka chooses and wants to bring his carbon on a bama according to Dini HaTeira. And even then, Teira doesn't give us any directives, we're just allowed to ask him. And therefore, such a thing would not explain why the Gemara in the end of Zvachim has such a detailed discussion of Dini Bama. That's the gist of what it says over here. Let's go back to two of the Ha'aris. The Ha'aris 13 with a star, where the Rebbe said that the Gemara could discuss something that's uncommon or even something that's totally far-fetched. The Rebbe brings Lahoyer Meha Da'afku L'Rabbi Yirmiyah Mibay Midrasha. Famous Gemara in Baba Basra that it says that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question on a far-fetched scenario seemingly, and the Gemara says Al Da Afku L'Rabbi Yirmiyah Mibay Midrasha on Chav Gimel Amibay. It says because of this they removed him from the Beis Medrash for asking such a question. And L'cheira, what the Rebbe means with this Ha'ara, he's saying that the Gemara could discuss a far-fetched case. It says over there, he asked about a case of a tarnagel, of a bird that was 1 foot b'seichnun amma and 1 foot out of 50 amas. And they removed him from the Beis Medrash because Gemara says the Midas Chachamim are, it's going to be either one way or another, or the other way. So, L'cheira, the Rebbe is bringing out that you see over there that even a far-fetched case is discussed by the Chachamim, the only reason Afku was because he was Matriach Aleim Yeser Midai, because he tried to have a scenario which couldn't be because the Chachamim already set the guidelines. Hara 14. V'avsha b'Sanhedrin ben seirer u'meirer loy haya v'loy asid liyeis chulu ir anidachas loy haysa v'loy asid liyeis u'mevair v'loma nichtav d'resh v'kabel schar. The Gemara says according to some deis that ben seirer u'meirer will never be b'mitzias. And likewise, the Ir Anidachas never was and will never be b'metzias. And the Gemara asks, "V'lama nichtav? Why was it written in the Torah? Dreish v'kabel schar. Understand it, delve into it, and you'll get schar for learning these sugyos in Torah." So, l'chayra, the Gemara says, this does not have to be written for the same reason other halachas in Torah are written. Other halachas are written, l'das, esamaisa, shayasun. Other parts of Torah are written to teach us what are the directives of Torah. But something that's never going to be, we don't need to know the directives of Torah. It's a different category. The reason why it's written is for a different reason. Dresh v'kabel schar. So l'cheira, the Rebbe's question is, if we said that Torah could speak about a very far-fetched case, to know what the halacha would be in that far-fetched case, even if it never happened, l'payel. So what's the Gemara's question? V'lama nichtav? And the Gemara has to answer Dresh v'kabel schar, kilu, this is a whole different reason for being written, when in the Pnim we seem to imply that the reason for writing such halachas is the same as writing of the rest of the Torah, because we have to know what the directive would be if it would have happened. So the Rebbe differentiates. Hare medayek v'loma nichtav meikara kol adin. When we say that it's understandable for the Gemara to discuss a halacha in a case that would never happen, that means when a specific case of a general halacha, this particular scenario, would never happen, but nevertheless we have to know all the details and all the possible details of a certain halacha, even that scenario of the halacha that will never happen. But in this case, the whole Ben Seir Umeir, it's not a specific aspect of Hilcha Seir Umeir. It's not one far-fetched scenario. The whole case of a Ben Seir Umeir doesn't exist, so the whole Pasha didn't need to be written to begin with. So there, that doesn't fit with the guidelines that we set in the Pnim of the Sikh. The whole Pasha of Ben Seir Umeir didn't have to be written. Avo b'mashe nichtav, when a parsha was written, when Hilchas Tumah and Tara, for example, were written in the Torah, because they are relevant practically, and therefore the Gemara discusses all of the halachas of Tumah and Tara, even scenarios regarding Tumah and Tara that would never happen in reality. Umatzinu b'shakla v'tarya b'prat mimenu sh'leihaya v'leihasid liyit. There's a shakla v'tarya, there's a discussion in Gemara about one detail in the scenarios of Tumah and Tara that would never happen, for example, Hareza Bechlal Teir Shebal Peh. That's not a separate category, that's part of Teir Shebal Peh. The Rebbe is seemingly explaining that when the Gemara says, V'loma nichtav dresh v'kabel schar, it means that here you need a different reason why it's written. It's not written the same as the rest of Torah. Masheken, everything that it said in the Pnim is the same reason that it has to say those halachas that will happen. Torah has to tell us those halachas that will not happen, because we have to understand the directives of the Torah in every scenario, both those scenarios that could come to place and those that will never come to place. This is the meaning of Dresh V'Kabel Schar, that the Dresh V'Kabel Schar, once the parsha is written, when you dash in all the details of it and your Mekabel Schar, that's part of included in learning in Teir Shabbat Peh. Al Derech LeMizbar Kroi Shabbos HaMech Gimel Amar Aleph, then Shabbos speaks about Harav Kahana, after he learned the whole Torah, then he was lemizbar, he went looking into understanding the svaris and the timing. So you have to understand the details and the svaris of everything, and that's Teira Shabbat Peh, even if those svaris include understanding what would be the application of the halacha in a far-fetched scenario. V'apize yuvan gamkin omram dreish v'lei lemaid. That's why it says dreish v'kabel schar. It doesn't say lemaid. The Lashon Dresh is also in Teirah Shebiksav, whereas Limud is mainly in Teirah Shebal Peh. In Teirah Shebal Peh you learn, but you could dash in Teirah Shebiksav. And the reason for the Veloma Nichtav, the reason why there was the question why it was written to begin with, is only why the whole original halacha was written in Teirah Shebiksav. That's in Teirah Shebiksav, and that's why it says Dresh V'Kabel Schav. In Kamukim. Hey, Tanya Perek Hey, that it says V'Av Shalei Hayev V'Lei Adav V'Azel Eilum Lovi L'Mishpat Al Tainas Et Fias Eilu, that a specific halacha, that's called learning Teirah, knowing what the Teirah Chachma of the Eibishter would dictate in a specific case, even if that specific case would never happen, and like it speaks in Kutra Sachet, Dibra Maskel Havim Prati Alachet L'Shchich. So, Avo Be'inyin, back to the Pnim, Shagamim Yera Hadavar Bilti Ragu Lo Yia Be'chiyav Lahen Ve'ilu Lav, something that not only it's a far-fetched scenario, but even in this far-fetched scenario, there's no directive in Torah that you have to do or not do or make something tamei yatar maybe didn't be done, like in our case. That even in this far-fetched scenario, shi'ir tza'akum lahakiv karben bibama bizman hazeh, Even if a guy would decide and want to bring a carbon bizman azeh, dafka according to the rules of Teira shudava rachuk b'mitzias, that besides that it's far fetched, but vafilum tia mitzias kazu gam oz ein shum chiyuv lehereisam bazeh. There is no heira of Teira about it. Teira doesn't tell us that he has to bring it in a certain way. It's just that if he chooses to bring it according to the laws of Torah, we're allowed to tell him. So here there's no, it doesn't make sense. It's not understandable why the Gemara would attach so much attention to this. Okay, Lashon, like the Lashon of the Gemara, Leirinu Shari, it's not that if a guy wants to bring according to the laws of Bam, according to the laws of Yidden, that's the far-fetched scenario, that then we have to go and make sure that he does it in the right halachas, that then we would understand that even though it's a far-fetched scenario that a guy should want to do that, but Torah has to tell us what we have to do if that happens. Because even in that case that the guy decides to do that, we still don't have to tell him. We're allowed to tell him, so the Gemara, there's no reason for the Gemara to deal with a far-fetched scenario where there's nothing that we are, that we have to deal with. There's no way that we have to deal with. Deiche Godul Eimar Shal Afa Pikein Ba Kol Arichas Shabashah. So it's deiche to say that that's what the Gemara is coming for. So therefore, the answer of the Tiferet Yisrael, that the reason why we have to discuss Dine Bama is because in the case that a guy would want to bring a carbon according to the laws of Yisrael, we have to tell him what the laws of Yisrael regarding a Bama are, is a deiche to the answer. So the Rebbe, in Hara 15, maybe you'll say if a guy wants to bring according to Dine Yisrael, we're not just permitted to instruct him, but we have to instruct him. And the reason why it says Leirinu Shari, it's permitted to instruct him, is because before it said things that are Aser. That's a Deichik. V'deichik leimer dinokit Shari mibnei dulifnei zakai be'Aser. Avochiyav yesh bazeh, because the mashmos of the Gemara is Leirinu Shari, it's permitted, you're allowed to tell him, but even if he chooses to bring a carbon according to Dine Yisrael, you don't have to tell him. V'oid, besides this, another reason why it's a deichik to say this answer of the Tiferes Yisrael, that the Gemara discusses at length Dine Bama so that we should know what to tell a guy, because shakla v'tayi lepsak din yesh bazeh k'dima le'inyin shazman grama. There's a precedence, there's rules of what takes precedence regarding paskening halachas. You have to first pasken, you have to first rule on something that's more relevant, something that's immediately applicable. So to say that the whole shakal v'tayi was in case a guy would come, you'd have to say that at that time there was no relevant questions that are shayach to Yidden. While pizat tzarech leimer shakal ha-shakal v'tayi lepiskei dinim b'dinei bama, hayu bizman shaloi hayu sveikis klal, kol dini ashas ha-shayachim l'bnei Yisrael, which is very unlikely. Va'oid v'ikar, and the main question on all of this, kama midinei bama numadim me'aksuvim shem aschivim dabra l'bnei Yisrael. The b'dinim of bama, the psukim, from where we learned the halachas of bama, are psukim that begin dabra l'bnei Yisrael. V'imkein, k'shem sheklolus adin sha'akum mutar lahakrev b'bama bizman hazeh. Nilmud mizesha pasha haschalosa dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'lei akum. Just like the fact that a guy is permitted to bring a bama even after the time, to bring a carbon in a bama even after the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we learn from these psukim dabrel b'nei Yisrael that the Isra of Shchutei Chutz applies only to Yidden, not to Goyim. K'moikin tzarech leimer shegam pratei dinei bama elu anilmodim me'aksuvim shenemar b'em dabrel b'nei Yisrael ne'yagim rak b'bamas Yisrael v'lei b'bamas akum. You have to say, not like the previous presumption, that if a guy chooses to bring a carbon in a bama according to dinei Yisrael, that the dinei Yisrael will apply to him, and it will be relevant for us to know what the dinei Yisrael are, to know what to tell the guy to do, because the prati dinei Yisrael are bechlau, exclude a guy, and they don't apply to him, even if he wants to bring a carbon according to dinei Yisrael. Because all the prati dinim are exclusively prefaced with Dabrel b'nei Yisrael. V'imkein harei akusha maida hava b'tokfo imedas b'negeil ha-shakal v'tari v'dini bava ha-numad miksuvim eila. So we come back to our original question, so the Rebbe addressed it at length, but
negated the answer, the suggested possible answer, that the reason why there's so much attention to Dinei Bamin, the end of Maseches Zevachim, is in case a guy will want to bring a carbon on a Bama, and for his sake we have to know the Dinim. That doesn't work, that answer. So we're back to the question, what's L'chayra Maida Hava Hava? This is not a relevant halachas anymore, because these days it's usher to bring a carbon on a Bama. So why is there so much length and detail about Dinei Bamin, the end of Maseches Zevachim? Omnam, says the Rebbe, there's another answer. Yesh oideifin shalav shoris lahakrib b'bama gam bizman iser b'mis. There's another possible way that it should be permissible to bring a carbon in a b'ma even bizman azeh, and for which purpose there was it's negeya to say the dine b'ma. And that is, v'hu al pitzivi novi, that even bizman azeh, even after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, like we said in the beginning of the Sikha, if there's instructions for a Navi, that makes it permissible to bring a carbon in a Bama. Vav Shasal, says the Rebbe Lecheira, this is also not a practical scenario, because we don't have Nevi'im anymore today. Vav Shamru, even though it says in the Gemara, Mishameisu Nevi'im Hachreinim Chagi Zecharyo Malachi Nistal Keruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, that there was the end of the era of Nevuah after these last Nevi'im, there was no more the union of Ruach HaKedosh, the union of Nevuah, Shemizel Mashma Lecheira, Sheefsha Sheyakum Navi Bizman Azeh, seems to imply that there's no possibility of there being a Navi these days, in which case there's no relevance for the halacha of bringing a Bama Bizman Azeh that would only be necessary if we get such instructions from a Navi. The Rebbe says, Einai, that presumption is not correct. Ki mefurish bekama mekemis bedivri chazal, despite the seeming conclusion that we reached from the above Maimar Chazal, Mishameisu Chagi Zechayir Malachi, that Nevuah ended and came to a complete stop, but we find otherwise in many Mamari Chazal, Shahisa Gamla Achre Zehashras Ruach HaKadosh, that there was a continuation of Ruach HaKadosh even after the times of Chagi Zechayir Malachi. Val Karchach, we'll come back to that, Val Karchach Tzarech Leimar, you must say, the Masha Omru Nistalka Ruach HaKedosh Mi'Yisrael, that the Gemara says Nistalka Ruach HaKedosh Mi'Yisrael, HaKavana, what that means is Shemini Ozlei Hoysa Mitzuya Kemikedem. It was removed the commonplaceness of Ruach HaKedosh. Avaleisha B'teila Legamre, not that it was completely seized. Kaloimar, Mikivan Sheina Nevuah, and why wasn't it commonplace? Mikivan Sheina Nevuah Sheira Labimisha Ola Vigia Lakama Vakama Mailis Gedelis, Sheina Gdama Vachanel Nevuah Kemevuah Berambam. Since Nevuah requires many conditions, many criteria for the person who's going to be the recipient of the Nevuah, Vilachen Kesha Achshir Dari Bitmia. Therefore, when it came to later generations that are less worthy, Vimarishenim Kemalachim Anuchulu, it's much less commonplace to have a person who's worthy of being a recipient of Nevuah. Not that the Eibishter completely and without exception stopped the union of Nevuah. See the Haaretz. Haaretz 20. Even though those Hashrois Ruach HaKedosh that took place following Chagi Zechayev Umalachi is not Ba'isa Hadarga Shal Hashrois Ruach HaKedosh Ha'isa Yisrael Nevi'im. It wasn't at the same level of Ruach HaKedosh that was by Nevi'im. So we could still say the Nistalka as Kipshute that that level of Ruach HaKedosh that was by Nevi'im came to an end. Already Geres HaKedosh, the Rebbe says in Geres HaKedosh, Ha'isa Kazeis, Afilu Afleg Deli Chach Mi'Yisrael, Harishenim Kitanam, Vamiran, V'chulu. Kiyim L'Neviyim Mamash, Ashahoyi L'Fanam Yisrael, Kishmul Hareya. So the Rebbe is speaking there why they shouldn't come and ask him questions in Gashmias, and he says to answer questions in Gashmias was only for Neviyim, and even the greatest Chachamim, even though they had Ruach HaKedosh, but it wasn't the union of Nevuah, and Nevuah was a level and a category for itself. He says, even though the Ruach HaKedosh in later generations was on a lower level, Mikomok and Bechlolos HaRezedarga B'Nevuah, nevertheless, the lower level is also a level of Nevuah. Chameshikasav Shama Shakol Razli Onislu Nehirin Len Shvili Dirakiyah. Like Dr. Rebbe says that the Chachamim
that were after Chag Yizkarim, after the Nevi'im, where Kol Raz, they knew all the secrets, everything was clear to them, which means it's a level of Nevu'ah. V'gam b'shlila k'isev Nevi'im mamish, and even when the Alter Rebbe negates that they weren't Nevi'im, he negates they weren't Nevi'im mamish, Shmuel and his and the like were Nevi'im mamish, the later generations weren't Nevi'im mamish, but it was a level of Nevu'ah. That itself implies that they were Nevi'im. R 21, he brings Lahamer Abezer, a Navi Mibali Atesis, from the Rishenim, you had a Navi. And in R 22, he says that you find other things that Chazal say were Batal. Says Batal Schuchis Levana, and Tesis says it was not common, not that it was completely Batal, so the same thing is with Nevuah. Back to the Pnim, says the Rebbe, Val Pisa, that we say that Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh that happened after Chag Yizkarim Malachi was merely it stopping to be commonplace is Meduya Kaloshin Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh Mi Yisrael. The Lashon is Nistalka. Nistalka is something became removed. V'loi B'teilei Paska, not it ceased, it stopped. Kaloshin B'gemara Shamanegei L'kama Dvarim Shabbatul. Ki loi Batul V'loi Nifsak Yilei HaNevuah, because what happened to Nevuah was not that it stopped. If the Eivishter Melmaila would choose to stop it, that would be Nifsak. But what says merely it was Nistalka, or Shenistalik Melmata, it was kind of departed, detached from people down here. Kivan Shem B'nei Adam Haroi L'Kabal Nevuah, there's no people who are worthy of it, so it's detached from them, but not that there's no possibility of it. Avobim Yubnei Adam Haroi L'Kabalosa Tisha of Ruach HaKadosh Nevuah Gam B'Zman Hazeh. From this itself is understood that the phenomena of Nevuah still exists, and the person who fits the criteria will still be able to get Nevuah. So therefore, we're going to say when we finish this that the relevance of Hilchus Bama is still there today in case of such a situation where a Navi that could be in existence today will tell you to be makriv in a Bama. And the Rebbe says this that we said, that the actual possibility of Nevuah never stopped, it just became less commonplace. With this will be further understood, despite the fact that the Rambam mentions many details about the Nevuah and the criteria for Nevuah and the conditions for Nevuah, in a masker klal, she'ein nevuah mishemesu nevi'im achreinim ad lefnei bias ha-mashiach. He doesn't say that there can't be nevuah from mesu nevi'im arishenim achreinim until before Mashiach, when it'll be restored. So you see that the Rambam doesn't see those, the generations, the era, the times, as being a criteria for nevuah. U'befrat she'mevi gam prat b'shlilas ha-nevuah. The Rambam discusses the details of when Nevuah will not take place. He says, Ve'efsha shaloi tishra. He says, even when someone meets the conditions, it's possible that the Nevuah won't rest on him. Va'afa pikein in bizvarav shum remes she'efsha b'shetishra bizman hazeh. So the Rambam is discussing the possibility of it taking place and not taking place. And he doesn't differentiate between Bizman Hazeh and not Bizman Hazeh. Va'adir abel achash u'meina tznoem anetzrochem le'nevuah. After he says the conditions for Nevuah, Messiah miyad ruach ha'kedah sheir alav. So you see there's no criteria for Nevuah of being before a certain generation. The only criteria for Nevuah is being worthy, meeting the conditions that are there in the person himself. It's totally only in those virtues that the person who's going to be the recipient of Nevuah has to have, that the Rambam does enumerate, such as being before the passing of Chag Yizkarim Malach. Hara 25, Mashkasa Bilchus Yisedi Atera, Kamesha Omer Ha'achen Shebohem, Vakavanasi Malachi. The Rambam refers to Malachi as the Achrin, the last of the Nevi'im, that seems to go at odds with what we said in the Pnim, that the Rambam holds Nevuah could continue. So that's not a question. Akavana Bazeshu Achrin did Kufas HaNevi'im. Doesn't mean he's the last, because after Malachi there was no more phenomena of Nevuah. he was the last of the era of Nevi'im when Nevi'ah was commonplace. Chaloshim b'Gemara, Nevi'im ma'achreinim ki achrav kvar eschila tkufas anshe knesses hagdela. Afterwards was no longer Nevuah commonplace, and there was the beginning of a new era, which was not the era of Nevi'im, since it wasn't commonplace, it was the era of the Anshe Knesset HaGdela. Avalesha Achravi Efsheli is Navi, not that it was the end of the possibility of Nevuah. Orel Nishene Bakhtamas Lepir Shamashnais, Kmeshamar Navi Messiah Manevi'im. In Pir Shamashnais, the Rambam refers to him not as the Achid Shebema, but as Messiah Manevi'im. He's the one who concluded the era of Nevi'im. In Ha'ara 30, where he said, there's no other Tnai. L'har milash n'ramam b'l'chasi seyri ha'teira, v'cheinim tzivanu, v'cheinim yemer lanu ha'navi, v'loi v'cheinim tziva, v'cheinim yemer ha'navi. When the Rambam says that if a Navi commands us something, we have to listen. He says, "Im tzivanu." If the Navi says that to us, "Va'amar lanu." Now, if Nevuah was something that only could have existed before Chagi Zecharia Malachi, so even though the Rambam is saying, and then it will exist again in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, right before Mashiach, but in the interim there can't be Nevuah. So the Rambam is saying halachas that are not practically applicable b'zman hazeh. So his wording should be that he's speaking about something that a Navi would say, you have to listen, but it can't be something that he says to us because we can't experience Nevuah or Nevi'im. But yet the Rambam specifically is medayik and says if the Navi, if he would tell us, so you see clearly the Rambam again holds that Nevuah is something that can be told to us and shared with us. Regambak the Masla Pirsha Mishnayis, Ilu Ish Navish and Isbara Etzleinu Nevuasa, Yemer Lanu, Beyem Shabbos, Shenokama Yacheva, Leinu Anachnu, again, continuously, repeatedly emphasizing that Nevuah is something that can be told, could be amongst us and told to us. Yes, and became Mavur Bigeres Taiman La Rambam. We find even stronger in Igeres Taiman that the Rambam says, Shazesha, Amar Bilam Ka'es, Ye Amar Liyakav, Yisrael Ma'Pal, Kail, Yesh Beisait. That Bilam said, that it'll be said to the Eden, what did the Abish to do? What's the Ka'es? Says the Rambam, Shemina Esa, He Yesh Lachshiv. From the time when Bilam said this, you could calculate the same amount of time that passed from the creation of the world until the time that Bilam said that, the same amount of time will pass from when Bilam said that, and after that amount of time passes, v'tachzer ha'nevuah l'Yisrael. That time nevuah will be restored to even the nevuah zunem rabishnas harbam, let's say some here, it's Mitzrayim. V'timsas cholas ha'chesh ben adei sa'is. Alpayim arba meis ushmoinim ushmoina shana from Sheshis Mebereshis till then was 2,488 years. Shasim min beis tav peches geulim. Olafia hekesh hazeh vapirish hazeh. So according to this interpretation in Ka'es, so now you have to count another 2,488 years from when Bilam said that. Tachzer ha'nevuah l'Yisrael b'shnas arba'as alafim tshamayes shivim b'sheish l'yitzira will be a total of 4,976 years from when the world was created. Then will be the restoration of nevuah in mifureshes da'as ha'rambam. So in the Rambam in Igeres Taiman you see even more than what we said before. The loizu b'vachi eshef sharius l'gili ha'nevuah b'zman hazeh. Not only is nevuah b'zman hazeh a possibility, ala shetachzer ha'nevuah l'Yisrael, but it's a certainty. It will take place at that given year during the time of Golos. B'zman hazeh. Va'oid v'iker. Moreover, Rambam mamshich shom bigeres teiman oides echad shayekarev l'zmane. The Rambam continues over there in Igeres Teiman, and he describes the actual incident with someone close to his times. Shendiba kama v'kama dvarim v'kula miskaimu that actually prophesies. Umaysif, and the Rambam says, Hameifis hazeam of worsham lifnezah in the Seishahuz and Shendiba, that incident, Hechiach la'ene keil shu navi bein safik, showed everyone without any doubt that he was a navi. I delay zubavacha kabbalah la'av shal Rambam, shekibil me'av me'aviyav hu kibla dav shetachsar nevuah Yisrael. Not only does the Rambam say that there could be nevuah, not only does the Rambam say with a kabbalah from his father, based on what it says in nevuah's bilam ka'ez, that in a certain date there definitely will be nevuah amongst Yidden. Ela shugam meid shekarev lezmanei hoya navi ben safek. He says that there actually was nevuah, that was undoubtedly nevuah, that everyone witnessed, that there was no question that it was nevuah. Al pizza. So basically what we showed with very great length over here, the Rebbe showed that nevuah is something that never ended and is always possible. And at certain dates, it certainly will return. It's efshar, and therefore there's always the possibility of having a navi who may tell us to bring a carbon in a bama. Efshar sheyavi navi v'yitzav alakr bebama. V'lachein shakal v'tari beprati dine bama. And therefore the Gemara does have the relevance in the end of Zvachim to have this lengthy, detailed discussion about halachas of bama. Now that we established that the reason why the sugyas in the end of Zvachim deal with Dinei Bama, so now the Rebbe takes this to the next step. Back to our Chakira. In this scenario, when a Navi tells us to bring a carbon in a Bama, is it because we have to listen to the Navi? Or is it because of Dinei Bama? And that's what the reason that the sugya and the end of Zvachim discusses Dinei Bama is because of this possibility depends on those two ways on looking at this halacha. It says, Omnam gamo pianal adayan deichik baza tzivui hanavi lahakriv bibama b'shasis or habamis ira adata rak pamach. This that a navi said to bring a carbon in the bama and to override the iser bamis was once in history. B'tur Heiras Shah was a one-time ruling. Va'afa pikein marichim b'shakal v'tayya b'dinei bama ula yera oida pam sheyavei navi v'yitzava l'hakir b'bama. And we're worried about this possibility, and we have to say at length because it might happen again. Why do we have to think that it might happen again? It only happened once in history. That a Navi should come and override this kilu, override this rule in Torah. Hara 34, the Rebbe Bavarns. Well, you said that Torah discusses far-fetched scenarios. So what if it's a far-fetched scenario? So it's a doim klal and spor la'il. It's bechlal not the same as what we said before. Shagemara mevareres gam prati dini dover shud metzias recheika sheyera ki kan ein ze prat bedin mesuim ki im klos ein yechshash ba'alma. Which lochera, what the Rebbe is saying is like this: the Gemara says dini tuma, for example, a basket, certain things could happen to make it is tummy. So part of those halachas is every single possible scenario that could happen to the basket, including an elephant swallowing it and it coming out whole and going into another elephant and so on and so forth. Well, those are all the possibilities that could happen. That's part of the halachas of tumah. It's not just we have to know the halachas because in case the elephant happens. The fact that that can happen with an elephant means that that's negia to the halachas of tumah. Mashenkin by Abama, there's no halachas of bama bizman hazeh. It's not part of the halachas of bama of what happened. There's no halachas in bama for bizman hazeh because there's no bizman hazeh. Something might happen to cause these halachas to become relevant. The navi might override the halachas, and then we have to know the halachas. So it's not the same. Now it's relevant today. What would happen if the elephant would do it? We don't know if the elephant is ever going to do that. But that's relevant now. That's part of Hilchas Tuma. Mashenkin now, right now, there's no Hilchas Bama for now, because there's an Isser Bamis Bizman Hazeh. The relevance would come if something happens to change it. I don't know if I explained it clearly. Void.
Besides that, is a bigger question. How could it be that the reason why it's relevant to know Hilchas Bama is in case a Navi comes and tells us to be Makar B'Bama? Kesheyave Navi v'yitzava l'hakrev karbid b'Bama b'zman hazeh, if a Navi would come and override the Isser Bamas and tell us to be du shchut eichutz, hari pashat sha mitzuvim l'shmoya eilav, gam b'negeya l'dine b'ma, l'shane se levatel chulu b'misav al zeh, kivon sheklolos in yonu hu heipach dini atera, l'shabairaz shah, chayavim mazlas is heipach dini atera. We're going to listen to him about the details also. So the same Navi, if he tells us to bring a carbon shchut eichutz, and he tells us to do it not according to Dine Bama, just like we're listening to do shchut eichutz, we'll listen to him about overriding the halachis of Bama. So his Eiraz Shah that tells us to do shchut eichutz will also tell us the details of how to do it. So b'meila, what do we need to know Hilchas Bama to know what to do in case a Navi comes to tell us and tells us to be Makrav on a Bama? The same Navi will tell us exactly what to do. We'll follow his directives altogether. Eliyashiv calls that, and therefore to qualify this answer, that the reason for the sugyas in the end of Maseches Vachem about Dinei Bama is for the scenario of a Navi instructing us to bring a carbon to Bama, when will this answer work is by taking only one side of the earlier Chakira. It's like the Achra Ka'isa Shita, to say like the Shita, which we said is based on the Sefri and the Yerushalmi, that Tzivui Navi LaHakriv Karbon B'Bama B'Zman Isra Abamez Ein Zeh Havara Al Dinei Teira V'Din Midinei Nevua Shenistalka. It's not a Halacha and Dinei Nevua. It's not an ability to do an Aveira, because the Navi could override it. Elishazel Chelek Prati Bechlolus Dine Bama. It's Misar Hilchiz Bama, that Hilchiz Bama themselves allow that in a case of a Navi, then there's no Isser. The Hilchiz Shchut Eichutz. Shekei Nitin Adin Melchatchilo Shach Pid Navi Mutarim Umutzuvim Lahakre Bebama. The Dine Shchut Eichutz Melchatchilo allow that with the directives of a Navi, you're allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama. V'chayzrim V'cholim ba'bishah, kol dinei bama, and then all the dinei bama apply. U'b'meila muvan shetzrichin odas kol prati dina. In other words, according to that, just like the far-fetched case of the elephants or whatever it is part of dinei tumah v'tara, if it's part of hilchiz bama, if it's a din in shchut eichutz, that shchut eichutz is except for when there's a navi, so when there's a Navi, then you're allowed to bring on a Bama. So all the Dinei Bama are relevant. It's part of the halachas of Shchut Eichutz. It's a halacha that's relevant bizman hazeh. It's a far-fetched, even if it was impossible, it's no different than the halachas of Lehaya V'Lenivra that we said before. V'alpiza eina yinyin shachshash. In other words, according to that side of the Chakira, the need to address the scenario of a Navi telling us to bring a carbon in a Bama is not because there's a chash, what if? Ula yavi Navi v'yitzava, as in case a Navi would come, which it doesn't make sense because it only happened once in history, why should we think such a thing will happen? Ela shezeo chelek miprate dinei Bama, whether or not the Navi comes, it's part of the halachas of a Bama of what to do if he does come. According to this tzad in the Chakira, it doesn't matter whether it's far-fetched or not far-fetched. Just like with all the Dini Atera. Like we said before, when there's Halacha and the Tera, once the Halacha is written, part of Tera Shabbat is addressing and analyzing every possible scenario of this din, even far-fetched and even something that will never happen. So to the Gemara has to and does explain. In the end of Maseches Vachem, Gam Pratzeshi Metzias Recheika B'dinei Bama Kanal, the dinim of Bama that apply in a case of a Navi telling you to bring a carbon in the Bama. B'signa Nachas Shas, Nevuah B'zman Hazeh, He Metzias Recheika Chashash. To say that a Navi would come B'zman Hazeh is a far-fetched scenario. So it's hard to say. The Gemara is going to discuss that. in case a Navi comes. Masha'en kim bama, but the dinim of bama. If shchutei chutz is something that melchatchila allows for a bama if a Navi comes, so even though there's no Navi now, but that wach is part of hilchas bama. Harezerak aryeh de ha'eser hu de revi'alei. It's a side problem that we can't bring a bama. It's still part of the halachas, just like every far-fetched scenario that we said before is part of the halachas that Teir Shabbat has to address. Yaseirim bizeh, even moreover, matzinu b'negil mitzvahs leisachaya kol neshama, we find stronger than this. By the mitzvah of leisachaya kol neshama, not to leave any of the knanim alive, sheninnes b'minyan tarig mitzvahs, that's counted amongst the tarig mitzvahs. Even though someone will think that perhaps this is a mitzvah that's not neig l'deiris, so why is it counted in the minyan of mitzvahs? As Baras Rambam explains the Rambam v'zelashenei, ki atzivri shenishlam b'agiyah tachlisei, mi bilti sheyezat toli b'zman yadua, lo yemer b'yenei neig l'deiris. Atzivri, a mitzvah that's not relevant because it was completed already, that's not called that it's not neig l'deiris. Avol neig b'chol der sheyimsa b'yavsharis ha'davaru. It's a technical thing that we can't do it now because they were all killed out already. A mitzvah that's not neig l'deiris is something that Torah gave a time frame on it that it only applies within a certain time frame. But leisachai and neshama applies in every generation. If you have the mitzias, if there's these knanim to kill, that's called neig l'deiris. So for sure, abama, that not only is it theoretically applicable, but it could be practically applicable. This is part of learning the halachas of bama, and therefore the Gemara in Zvachim discusses at length. So the Rebbe said, not only from the Sifri, we said earlier in the Sticha, do we see that the Sifri brings both drashas, that the Sifri holds that that the heter to bring a carbon and a bama when there's a navi is part of dinei bama. But from this end of Zvachim that you see, the Gemara discusses at length the Dine Bama, and the question was, my Dahava Hava, and the only way to have a satisfactory answer to the question is saying that the Gemara, the Bavli, and the end of Zvachim is following this Shita, that when there's a Navi that tells you to bring a carbon in the Bama, you could bring the carbon in the Bama, that's not because of the Hilchis Nevuah, because of the power of the Navi to override the Isser, but it's Mitzad Hilchis Bama. Al pi kol anal, move on, shegam habavli koi bishitazu. From this hechrech, from the siyum, from the whole sugi and the end of Zvachim, from the fact that there's a relevance in the halachis of bama bizman hazeh, which is only relevant if a navi will tell us to be makriv in a bama, and that's only could be considered part of the halachis of bama if that's milchatchila the din, that there's no avera when a Navi tells us to be makrev an abama. So that must be shitas habavli also, shekein nitan adin de bama meikara, that the hilchis bama, the hilchis of shchutei chutz, the way the iser was given from the first place, was given in a way liyas kelo gamet siyazu shal pi a Navi, that when a Navi instructs us to do it, then it's mutter, and therefore that's part of hilchis bama, just like any far-fetched scenarios. Valfa pi. Now the Rebbe addresses an additional diuk that seems to challenge this svara, this tzad in the chakira, that the lashon of Chazal is afilu eimer lecha avoir alachas mikol mitzvah shebateira kigein Elio Bahar HaKarmel. When the Chazal described this example of Elio Bahar HaKarmel, they describe it as the Navi saying avoir, do an avera. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, we see from the rayas mentioned above that the shitas hashas, the shitas habavli is that after the Navi tells you it's not an avera, because this is the halachis of bama of shchutei chutz. Ein kavanas haGemara. Therefore, we must say that the meaning of the Gemara is not the gamla achat shetziva Navi lahakir bebama. It doesn't mean that even after the directive of the Navi, when we obey him, it's still an Avera. And it's merely the Tzivi of the Navi that's overriding the Avera.
Kim Keloshin Hanal, when the Gemara, when Chazal describe it as Aveira, as an Aveira, it means that the time of the directive and in his directive, Shanavi Ba Litzavis Lavra Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Shabbateira, the Navi is instructing us to do an Aveira. Before he says it, his words are telling us to do an Aveira. But once he tells us to do it because of the Tzivoy of Pentala Elisecha B'chol Maki Ma'asher Tira, because of that exception in the Tzivoy, therefore through the Tzivoy Hanavi Hutra HaKrava B'bama, it then becomes a Heter, it becomes completely Mutter V'gam V'yaseiru Mizu, and moreover, Gam Nasis Mitzvah HaKravas Karba Nesav Ala Mitzvah L'Shmei Elinavi. It becomes a Mitzvah. V'zon Numad Mishamar Deimer Tira. So we have both Limudim. The pasuk originally that says Elof Tishman teaches us the power of the Navi to tell us to do something that's not in the Torah, because originally his tzivui is to do an Aveira. From the pasuk B'chamakei Mashatira, we learn that once he gives us these instructions, when we listen to him, it's no longer an Aveira. This becomes something that's part of the Dinei Bama, part of the Halachas of Shchutichos. B'signin Achektas, in other words, Hachidish HaNavi Yochel Tzavis LaHakriv B'Bama B'Shas Yisr Bamis V'Shabnei Yisrael Mechuyavim L'Shmaya Eilav Bazeh. The limud that the Navi has the power to give this directive to begin with, and we have to listen to him, Nilmud Me Eilav Tishman, that's learned from Eilav Tishman Shuprat B'Dinei Nevuah, that's a Halacha Dinei Nevuah, this power of the Navi is part of Dinei Nevuah, Kmei B'Shar Mitzvahs HaTerah, Shebekeich Eshel HaNavi L'Tzavis Lavralein. This is like all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. But now comes a new din, and therefore we need both psukim, La'ach HaShalom Madnu De'elav Tishman, La'hakrav B'Bama, after we learn that we have to listen to him, Bo HaLimud B'Bama De'mailata B'chamakim She'yemel L'cha HaNavi, comes the additional limud from B'chamakim HaShatira, HaHeter V'tzivit Prat B'dini B'Bama, that once he told us, and we have to listen to him, this becomes part of the mitzvah of B'Bama and the Dini B'Bama, that it's a mitzvah melchatchila, and it's not pushing away a din of the
Vihine Alpia Mavurla El Shabakrava Bibam Alpinavi Yesh Bashne Tzivuyim Aleph Elof Tishman Beit HaKravas Karban Bibama. From this that we said that there's two aspects to obeying the Navi. First, there's the power of the Navi to tell us to do this, and after we're doing it, there's the fact that now it becomes a complete compliance with the Torah. Muvan is understood Shabakrava Binavi Aidenavi Shabakrava Bibama Aidenavi Yesh Bamaili Yisayir Lagabi Akrava Bibama Bishas Heter Habamez. From this will come out something further, that when a Navi tells us to be Makrav on Obama and we listen to him, not only are we also allowed to be Makrav on Obama then, but it has something that's not there in a regular Bama. V'loi Rak Yisrim Bekam. It's not only a quantitative difference. Shemekayim Beis Mitzvahs, that besides fulfilling the mitzvah of listening to a Navi, we're also fulfilling the mitzvah of being makrav in a bama, that in that case it's a mitzvah. Kim Gam Mitzadei Chusa Shel Akrava, but more than that, the actual status of this carbon surpasses, is greater than the status of a carbon that would have been brought in a bama in the times of Heter Bamis. What's the difference? Karban is Chayva, Einan Kraven B'Bama. There's an exclusion in Abama. Even when they were allowed to bring karbanis in Abama, it was only karbanis nidava. It was only voluntary karbanis. But a karban that one is mechuyif to bring, that one has to bring, he can't bring in Abama. Hainu, so the Rebbe now interprets this. She'ein dai behakrava bebama oktushasa. The kedusha of the bama was a limited kedusha, even in the times when they were permitted to bring karbanos in a bama, but it didn't reach so far, this kedusha, to be able to have the effect shechiyuv sheyeshnei al ha'adam yuchal lekayme bebama, that it should take away the chiyuv that's on the person. The bama has enough kedusha to affect the carbon that's brought on it, and to consider it a carbon and to make it get the status of a carbon. But it can't reach further to also take away a chiyuv that was on the person who brought the carbon. Af she mitzvahs carbon she'enei mechuyuv ba mekayma bebama. Even though the mitzvahs carbon, if the person has no chiyuv,
So all the requirements that are there in the animal that's nikrav on the bama are able to be affected by the bama to make it a valid carbon. But it doesn't reach beyond the animal to affect the person, and therefore if there's a chiyuv of the person, that chiyuv does not become removed through bringing a carbon on the bama. Chiluk zehu rak b'negei ala ha'adam. So there's a difference with regards to the person, b'negei ala avodes ha'pu'ulis ba carbon chayva, that the things that he has to do in his carbon chayva, hare nasis hein gam ba'akrive carbon she'ene chayva b'bama. When the person does pu'ulis in an animal that he's mechuyev to bring, it doesn't work. So to speak, the Kedusha of the Bama can affect the person and make him be considered to fulfill his obligation. But when he does something in a carbon that's not a chayva, that's good enough, because there the Bama merely has to affect the carbon, it has to affect the animal, it doesn't have to affect the person, since the person doesn't have any chayva on him. So a Bama is limited to a carbon that's not a chayva, and the Rebbe is interpreting this that a Bama, the reach of the bama is limited. It reaches the animal, it doesn't reach the person, and therefore it's only limited to a carbon where there doesn't need to be an effect on the person through this carbon. Mashenkin kishemakrivin bibama al pitzivi anavi. However, when a navi tells a person to bring a carbon in the bama, this becomes like a carbon chayva. It's a main carbon chayva. The person is mechuyev to listen to the navi, and yet he's able to fulfill this chiyuv through the carbon that he brings on the bama. Besignei nacher. In other words, what's really defines this difference is kedushas haakrava vaabama payelas loyrak baakarbon kiim baha'adam. This limitation that we said used to be in the Bama in the time of Heter Bamas, that the reach of the Bama could only extend to the animal and not to the person, is not there by the Bama that later, when someone's makrav in the Bama, pitzivi anavi, because here it's like a carbon chayva, which means the Bama is able to affect not only the animal, but also the person who's bringing the animal. Kedusha sa'akrava. Vehabama payelas leirak vehakarbon kim gam behaadam haadam mekayim tzivi havaya mutlal vatzivi elef tishman. Through bringing a carbon on a bama pitzivi anavi, that bama gains a greater power and a greater kedusha that could extend even to the chiyuv of the one who's bringing the carbon. So this that we say that there's a nafkemina. In that the person is bringing a carbon in the Bama, Pitzivi Anovi becomes part of the Din in Bama, it changes the status of a Bama then. That brings out a greater Kedusha that a Bama has in such a situation than the power and the Kedusha and the extent, the reach of the Bama in the time of Heter Bamas. Just to point out, in Ha'ara, earlier, in the very beginning of the Sicha, the Rebbe brought the Ragatshaver that says this whole Chiddush from the Yerushalmi. In Ha'ara 8, the Rebbe says that the Ragatshaver says anafkemina in the fact that when you're doing it al pitzivi hanavi, it becomes part a din in bama. And the Rebbe says that there's an additional nafkemina that's explained later in the Sicha Sivdalit. Now, I'm not sure what that means, because in Sivdalid, when we say a nafkamina, usually that means a difference for halacha. In Sivdalid, the Rebbe doesn't say a difference for halacha between the two tzadim, although perhaps what is meant in that ha'ara is not a nafkamina in the usual sense, a nafkamina la halacha, but why it makes a difference. It makes a difference in the fact that if it's a din in heter bamis, so then there's a relevance, and then it can serve as an explanation why it says at the end of Zvachim. Mashenkin, if it's just a heter, a din in Hilchis Nevuah, that wouldn't be a reason to say it in the Gemara at the end of Zvachim. But that wouldn't be the usual usage of the term nafkamina, I don't think. But if, I didn't check the different editions of the Kutisichis, if it could be the nafkamina refers to Sivav, to what it says over here, so this is more like a nafkamina lahalacha. It's a nafkamina in the status of the bama between the two eifanim in the heter abamas.
Now, the Rebbe says this difference that we say, that when we say the Bama, it's a halacha in the Bama, that the Bama enables you to bring a carbon. And mitzadine Bama, you could bring a carbon al pitzivi anavi, and that shows a greater koyach of the Bama, a further reach in the kedusha of the Bama. This is al derech klalos achidush, hachilok shebein akrava lebebama lakrava bebeis amigdash. This difference between, that comes out according to this svara, between the hakrava and the bamis in the time of heter bamis, and bringing a carbon in the bama pitzivi anavi, is similar to the difference between bringing a carbon in a bama and bringing a carbon in the beis amigdash. Hakrava bebama, bringing a carbon in the bama, eina payela shetispashe takdusha bimakim boyhu kreva carbon, doesn't cause that there should be a kedusha in the place where the carbon was brought. You're bringing a carbon in the bama, but the place where this takes place isn't affected. We don't find anywhere that a place where there used to exist a bama, which means there used to be brought carbonus in that place by means of the bama, doesn't get kedusha in that place. Mashenkin b'mizbeach shel hamikdash, mashenkin bringing a carbon in the mizbeach of the beis hamikdash, shakravas hakarbon payalas kedusha gam mekeme, has an effect on the place, that the place of the mizbeach gets kedusha. So the Rebbe says, what's this difference? This is similar to the difference we said before, that a bama, the extent of the reach of the bama, the effect of the kedusha of the bama, is only in the carbon that's brought on it, but it doesn't reach further than that. In the context of what we're saying now, it doesn't reach the place where the bama is. Mashenkin, the kedusha of the mizbeach, the carbon that's brought on the mizbeach, affects even the place of the mizbeach. Through bringing a carbon on the mizbeach, even the place becomes holy. Which is similar to the difference that we're saying now between the reach of the bamis and the reach of the bama, that's in the time that where you're bringing a carbon on the bama al pitzivi anavi. So in a sense, bringing a carbon and a bama al pitzivi anavi has this similarity with the kedusha, with the power of the bama in that case is similar, is comparable to the power of the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. I knew. The difference is similar to the difference we said before. Shein bekeichi shel carbon bebama laham shechakdusha mimenu v'chutzah mashenkin carbon beis hamikdash. The carbon in the bama has a limited reach and a limited effect. Mashenkin the kedusha of the carbon that's brought in the beis hamikdash shokeinza. And similar to this, achilok shebein akrava bebama b'shas ateil akrava bebama alpi navi. This difference that we made now between a carbon that's brought in the bama in the time of heter bamis and a carbon that's brought in a bama bizman hazeh with a navi, that a carbon bibama stam ein bekeicha lifa gam yichutz mimena al ha'adam hashenkin akrav al pinavi peyelas gam ba'adam. Hara 38. So the Rebbe said the maila in the carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash is that the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash affects the place of the Mizbeach. Mashenkin bringing a carbon on the Bama doesn't affect the place. It has less of a reach. One could argue with this. And one could say, what are you comparing the Karbanas on the Mizbeach to the Karbanas on the Bama? The Kedusha and the place of the Mizbeach, the Kedusha of the Mizbeach has nothing to do with the Karbanas. The Kedusha over there is because there's a Mizbeach there. Nothing to do with the Karbanas. And that, therefore, that's not a fitting comparison with the effect of the carbonus that you bring on the bummies. The Rebbe said that's an erroneous conclusion. The truth is that the kedusha of the mizbeach is tied and dependent on the carbonus that are brought in the mizbeach, like you see mehadin in the Gemara and in Rambam, the kayetz ha-mizbeach. That there's a din when there weren't enough carbonus, they brought carbonus just, so to speak, kayets, to fatten up the mizbeach, that the mizbeach shouldn't be idle. Haynu shemakrivim carbonus were brought ach virak b'shvil ha-mizbeach atzmi. So you see that the kedusha, the status of the mizbeach, is not independent of the carbonus, it's dependent on the carbonus. Neisef alzer. Additionally, we see this kedusha samizbeach meikara nasis aridei karbanis misuyamim. The original status kedusha of the mizbeach was brought about through the karbanis of Chanukah samizbeach. Keshechinchu esek, when they inaugurated the mizbeach,
This is a pulanim shachas that the continued status of the Mizbeach and the effect that the Mizbeach has on its mokim, its extent of its reach, is all an outcome of the effect that the karbonis have on the Mizbeach. Back to the pnim. V'alpianal, shasugya b'siyah m'seches v'achem ayri b'ikr loy b'din b'mustam. Now we established that the reason and the sole reason and the sole explanation why there's this lengthy discussion in the end of Maseches Vachim about the halachas of Bamis and being makriv and Obama is only because of the practical relevance that this has in a case when a Navi tells one to bring a carbon in Obama. So the Bamis that are being discussed in the end of Maseches Vachim is a Obama that would be used in a case when a Navi would tell one, would instruct one to bring a carbon. So now the Rebbe is going to go further and do like you do in Asiyum, draw a connection between the end of the Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta. With this the Rebbe says, because this is all Asiyum of Maseches Vachim, so we discussed it now at length, the Asiyum of Maseches Vachim, and with this says the Rebbe will be moved on, will also be understood, Gama Kisha Shal Asiyum of Maseches Las Chalosa, the connection between the end of the Masechta and the beginning, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu, the first Mishnah Zvachim says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shalei Lishman, any carbon that's brought, Shalei Lishman is kosher, Shalei Olo Lebailim is Shem Cheva. It's kosher, but the owner, the one who brought the carbon, didn't fulfill his obligation that he, if it was a case that he had to bring this carbon. Shachisarin be carbon Shenizbach Shalei Lishma. So we find a similar concept, a carbon that's brought Shalei Lishma, who she'ene poiter as a adam michiyuvay, similar to what we said before about the carbon on the bummis and this man heter bummis, the carbon is kosher, meaning the act of bringing the carbon affects the animal, but it doesn't have a strong enough reach to affect the person who brought it. It's not poiter adam lo yatsi yidei chivasi. Hainu she'en b'keich evifal adam, meaning chesrei neizeh, this chisarin of a carbon that's brought Shalei Lishma, that it can't reach and can't affect, doesn't extend to the person who brought the carbon. Shaboykoi Beresha Mesechta, that this flaw is what's being discussed in the beginning of the Mesechta. Nidgash Miyuchad Al Yidei Dinei Siyama Mesechta is emphasized and connected with what's discussed at the end of the Mesechta. That Afilu Bibama Al Pi Navi, that even a bum in the end of the Masechta that speaks about rectifying this flaw, that even how even a bummer, when it's brought, you bring a carbon in a bummer through a Navi, that is the sole type of a bummer that's being discussed in the end of the Masechta, like we were machriach at length earlier in the Sicha, and through such a type of bringing a carbon on the bummer, nimshechas haktusha gam al ha'adam ha'makriv, this has a reach that it affects also the person, afa pisha spashta sepula saktusha de bummer b'chval eina kazusha beis hamikdash. Even though usually a bama has a limited reach and a carbon in bamis did not affect the person who brought the carbon, but the exception to that is this type of bama that has to be the one that's being discussed in the end of the Masechta when it's brought based on the directives of a Navi. Alachas kama v'kama v'beis ha-migdash she'ikr inyani karbonis chevesh al tzibur v'al ha-yachid. So for sure, if you by coming to the end of the Masechta and finding the manner in which even a bama could have this reach, even though that's not the usual reach, that's not the usual extent of the kedusha of a bama, so for sure that will be ultimately the reach and the extent of the Beis Hamikdash of karbanos that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash that's meant to affect and impact also the person who brings the carbon, even though in the beginning of the Masechta we speak about a scenario where the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash had this specific flaw, this specific problem that prevented it from reaching and affecting the person. Take of Kedushas HaMitzvahs HaKarbanis KaBeis HaMikdash V'Shabibama Pi HaNavi Pulasei Badim Mokim. This that we say, that the ultimate way of bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and the ultimate way in a Bama when it's through a Navi, that's reflected in the fact that it has a stronger, a more powerful Kedusha, that's reflected in the fact that it affects not only the animal that's brought on this Bama, the Mizbeach, but it affects also the one who brought the carbon, the person, or like we said, the other difference, it affects the place of the Mizbeach. Ke'ein zeh, there's a similar phenomena about the kedusha b'negei l'beis haknesses u'beis hamedrash, about the kedusha of a shul and a beis hamedrash, kivon shehem mikdash ma'at, because they're a minor beis hamikdash, like Chazal teach us. Mispalelim bohem, we daven there, which that's a parallel to the beis hamikdash where they brought karbonis, because davening is similar to karbonis tefillas k'neged tmidim tiknum. V'loimdim b'hem, and we learn in them, v'chol zeh tamid, constantly, b'dugmas ha-beis ha-mikdash, shemakrivim b'y tamid, the tamid, that there was the constant, carbon tamid, that's a constant, the beis ha-mikdash, neisef ha-onyanim sheyeshnem gam b'bama. So therefore, since ha-beis ha-knesses and ha-beis ha-medrash, where we learn in Davin, have this parallel with the beis ha-mikdash, they have a kedusha that's comparable to the kedusha of the beis ha-mikdash that was unique in the fact that it was able to have a far reach to affect also the person and the place. So this is true also about a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. Hare bohem atzmam nimshachas haktusha ba'efen shenishar sham gam la'achar zman u'peil gam ba'adam. The Kedusha and the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash also are in a way that they affect the place and they affect the person. Shemizem muvan shedover shebekdusha nase b'mkemes elu yeshbe teisvis kedusha. From this is understood that there's an additional kedusha to something that's done in the Beis HaKnesses and or a Beis HaMedrash, similar to the additional effect of kedusha of a carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash or in a Bama Pianavi. And here the Rebbe says a very interesting, practical, and very, very commonplace, relevant Torah that's derived from this very deep pilpul, and the Rebbe takes it to a very, very practical maskana, that a mizah ha'irah b'negei l'payel. From this we could learn a very, very practical lesson, shalachayre toiv, that it's very good, la'aseh dover shebekdusha, when you have a choice to do a dover shebekdusha, a good event, b'beis ha'knesses, b'beis ha'medrash, it's preferable to do it in a shul or a beis hamedrash, milasei se av sheyeh baisei a hider, versus doing it in the same hider with the same amount of hider b'makim acher elsewhere, mikiven shekasheyseo b'makim sheish b'kedusha yeseiru mitesefes kedusha kedushasei, because the beis haknesses and the beis hamedrash, similar to the beis hamikdash and the bama pi anavi, increase the kedusha and cause the kedusha to be more far reaching. And the Rebbe brings in our 42, Chaim Razal, Ekwizi Chazal Seisha, Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi beBeis HaKnesses. The Eibishter is there in the Beis HaKnesses. V'tzarech Lahavin, V'tzarech Chippus Hamhuva beFeirish bePesuk Mivad Mitfila. The Rebbe says that is deriving from this entire discussion a very, very relevant, very practical halachic maskana. And the Rebbe says you have to look if there's anywhere in the Peskin. And the Peskim speak about davening dafka in a Beis HaKnesses. But that, do they discuss anywhere in Peskim doing a dover shebekdusha in a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash rather than elsewhere where there's a choice? By day, I'm shachas vispashtas haKdusha shol mikdash ma'at ba'ilam. Through the spreading out of the Kedusha of the mikdash ma'at, the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. When we do things there, so they also affect the world, the place, and the person. B'meshech z'man ha'golus, through doing things and using out, utilizing this kayach and getting this kedusha, the way we're able to get it in the time of golus, niska will be zeichel l'binyan beis hamikdash ha'shlishi or l'kabal hamshachas ha'kedusha mimenu, for to get the kedusha, the even greater kedusha that comes from the beis hamikdash ha'idei shenakir bei karbonis bepei amamish, through the karbonis that will bring in the beis hamikdash ha'mikuvan kivan sha'oz, since then will be asruach ha'tumah avir min ha'aretz. Bevadei shekola karbanis yuk lishmon kemitzvahs ritzeinecha, for sure all karbanis will be brought lishmon, and they won't have the chisara that's in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim that limits the effect of the kedusha. the tumsha k'tusha sakarim v'chulu gamal markivya karbanis. Therefore, the k'tusha will reach and affect also the people who are bringing the karbanis v'yisalu b'ilu yachar ilu b'karvasim la'avaya, and will have the effect of the karbanis of becoming ever closer and closer to the Eibishter.